Come here, we have cookies here. Come to Shmili. We have some. We have a whole feast over here. We have a 7-course dinner over here. Okay, let's learn. Ready to go? Here we go. New parak. Lamed Beis. Elu nemarim chaloshim. Lamed Beis. I'm an aleph. Elu nemarim new parak. Elu
nemarim. Lamed Beis be a new parak. I thought Lamed Aleph was a new parak.
Excellent question. Is this the shortest staff in the whole Shas? The shortest parak in the whole Shas? Is this the shortest parak in the whole Shas? I have a safer. I have it somewhere.
I learned 32 times. I don't remember.
37 times. Not 32 times. Don't forget. 37. Don't forget. 37. Not 32 times. New parak. Elu nemorin b'chol lashon parsha soite. I think there are 7 cases here. Let's see. Parsha soite. Vidui meiser. Case soite. The woman has to say they have to read the entire parsha. Vidui Meiser, the fourth year, you have to say Loi Nasati Mimeni Bo'ini, which concludes with Hashkifa Mimoin Kachchem and Hashman. They end in Parshas Kisavai. Elu Nemorim B'chol Loshon. There are certain things that have to be recited, and the recital has to be said B'Loshon HaKodesh. Number one, Parshas Soite. Who says Parshas Soite? Rashi. Does the Isha say it? Does the Kohen say it? Does the husband say anything? No, husband doesn't say a word. Is that interesting? Rashi, El Nemorim Garcin Bahar Saita Masha Koyin Oimer. Law, the lawyer, we don't go say Tsarch Law Imber Beloshana Kodesh, Kedesh Shindichtav. He writes over here,
where did we learn that she has to say anything?
Let's read the Rashi. Go through the Rashi. Masha Koyin Oimer Law. What the Koyin says to her, the lawyer, we don't Tsarch Oimer Beloshana Kodesh. He doesn't have to say it the way it's written in the Torah. What does that mean exactly? Look on the side of the Gemara. Bidfus, bidfus. I don't know what that is. Bidfus rishon isa kederech shenichtava. Ve'ayin beis David al mishnai shematik shenichtava v'haynu hamigila. U'mechiach v'loshon rashi the Megillah soite nichtava b'chol v'loshon hakodesh dafka. V'chein kasa b'sefer minchas kinois v'ayin b'sefer minchas Chareivul l'fiyah girsa shelfanenu shenichtav haynu b'toyra v'leka hoychacha zu. Okay, so what is saying? What is saying over here? I'm reading the Sar the Gemara, the Hagoyes v'tziyainim. Over here, there are different girsois in this Rashi. Is it shenichtav or shenichtava? What's the nafkamina? If it says shenichtav, it's going on the Megillah. The Megillah is l'shon hakeva. If it's going on the parsha and the Torah. Torah lecha is also Lashon Akeva. Okay, shenichtav v'haynu ha-megillah u'mechich b'lashon Rashi the Megillah soita nichteves b'lashon ha-kodesh. Dafka. V'chein kasa b'sefer minchas kenoyis v'ayin b'sefer mincha chareva d'lefi ha-girsa shalifoneinu. So we have an hour gomor. We have in Rashi. Rashi is nichtav. Nichtav is Lashon Zohar. Then, shenichtav haynu b'toyra. What's written in the wisest, what isn't Torah in the Keva? Hainu b'Torah, v'leka hoychocha zu, you don't have this right. Question of you is, when you write down the parash on the Megillah before you erase it, does it have to be written on the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, or can you write it on the Megillah in another language? So that's part of the debate of what Rashi is. I don't understand this, I don't know what this means. Different Gersois in Rashi, shenichtav shenichtava. And the nafkamina will be, is there a requirement that it be written on the Megillah bedavka b'loshon HaKodesh, or it can be written in a different language? I don't know. But over here, the Mishnah is Elu Nemorim, the following was recited. Okay, so there seems over here, there are two different issues. Issue number one is what the Kohen actually says to her. The Kohen reads the parasha in the Torah. He reads the psukim in the Torah. And then over here on the side of the Gemara, he's bringing in another issue, which is not the topic of our Gemara, and that is when you write down the parsha on the Megillah to have it erased in the water, and we learned this, the different opinions, there are 3 opinions in the Gemara, what exactly you write down on the Megillah, 3 different opinions, in which language must the psukim be written on the parchment, on the Megillah, on which language? Okay, Nachmal the Rashi. Rashi says, "Masha Koyin Oimer Lo." You don't have to say that. It has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, the way it's written in the Torah. ובספרי אמרינן דאילי כוסו כל ההתר בכל לוש. Okay, let's go right. Okay, I'll come to the over there. All right, let's go right. I don't know this. Elu neman bechol loshon parashas soit vid nanu to his vid maestros. Next Rashi. What's vid maestros? Rashi v'shana hashlish the third year, but the arti the third year, the end of the third year. V'shana hashlishes the arti hakodesh from nabais. Shumaitzi kol maestros. You have to remove the maestros of the first 3 years. Umivaron mibeis. So you have to remove from your home. V'ein yochol oid lahashoyis. You're no longer allowed to keep it in storage in your home. V'nois sein maestros rishon lelevi. Umaisa oni leaniim, umaisa sheni shal shte shanim shavu maleu lirushalayim. Achshav, right now, im loy he'alehu, umisvade. Now, how come Rashi leaves out? No, he says everything of it. Maisa rishon, maisa sheni, maisa oni. Umisvade, you confess. The artia kodesh, what's kodesh? Ze maisa sheni. The gamnis sativ la levi, ze maisa rishon. Did you know this? That's pshat in the pasuk. I never knew this. The pshat in the pasuk of the vidui, when you recite the vidui, bi'arti hakodesh min habayis. What are we referring to? Rashi here says it's ma'aser sheni. The gam nisativ la levi. No, it's not. It's kodesh. It's kodesh. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and if you want to eat outside Yerushalayim, you have to redeem it. But it's still called kodesh. That's kedusha. Ma'isa sheni has a degree of sanctity. And Rashi here says, "Bi'arti hakodesh min habayis." The word kodesh ze ma'isa sheni. When the pasuk continues, "V'gam nesativ la'levi ze ma'iser rishon b'feirush la'levi," and then when it says, "Lager la'yosam v'lo almano ze ma'iser ani." What's interesting is the Seder. You would expect...
Why is Ger and Yosayim got to do with a poor person?
Because typically, a Ger is a Yosayim, is poor. A Ger doesn't... A Ger is a newcomer. Okay, you're asking a good kasha. You're asking a good kasha. I don't know the answer, because I know a Ger. He's very, very wealthy. Okay, he has more money than most people put together. So you're asking a gevaldige kasha. Why is it assumed to be that a Ger automatically is poor? Why? Who says? Who says the Ger is poor? The Ger is very smart, knows how to make a lot of money. Why is today different than it was before? Today, the same way today, they are Gerim, they're very, very wealthy. So why back then weren't they wealthy? I don't know. It's a gevaldig kasha. I don't know. The Yosem, why is the Yosem poor? Who says? Maybe the Yosem is very, very rich. I don't know. And the Alman, who says?
Of course he's rich. He got all his father's money.
I don't know the answer. Yes, in a gevaldig kasha, I don't know the answer. But this is what Rashi says. And what's also a chiddush is the Seder. If you'll ask the average person, you have to say beer. So ask them, what are you saying beer? What is the vidui on? They'll tell you, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, and Maiser Oni. And in fact, Rashi himself says this. When Rashi goes through the vidui, Rashi says, Bashana Hashlishis, Biarte Kodesh Mirabayis, Shu Moitzi Kol Maisreis of Var Mibesoy, V'in Yachol Oil HaShoyson. And Rashi himself says, V'noisei Maiser Rishon, Lalevi. And then he says, Maiser Oni, Loanim. And then he says, "V'maisa sheni shal shtei shalim shavu maleu liushlaim achshav imloim heleu." And then when Rashi learns pshat in the pasuk, it's a different seder. So why is the seder different the way Rashi says it than what it says in the Torah? I don't know. Let's go weiter. Okay, v'zeh maisa legele v'ram v'choloshim kedaf v'lekamon v'imam v'loim v'nun go say v'loshim v'loim v'nun go say.
What does it say in the Torah? What does it say in the Torah?
It says what the Rashi quotes: "Bi'arti hakodesh min habayis v'gam nisativ la'levi la'ger la'yosam v'lo almona k'chol asher k'chol mitzvos chasher tzivisani."
All right, the pasuk before references you have to give it to the Levi.
But Rashi here says beferish. The order of the Torah is bi'arti hakodesh ma'aser sheni. Then it says v'gam nisativ la'levi. That's ma'aser rishon. Lager, la yosam, v'lo alman is ma'aser ani. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Mr. Ron Goldberg.
My flatbush.
I need to get him a gemara. You want to bother you,
Yushalmi?
Is there Saita in Yushalmi or Saita?
I don't know. Should I check?
I don't see what your question is.
Okay, it's not important. The question is not important. Let's go right. Linda's find the bar here. Oh, Gemara is a very, very, very high demand today. You can't even find the Gemara here. I got one.
What was the issue?
If you ask the average person, in the fourth year, there's something called Vida Maestros. What is Vida Maestros? What will the average person tell you Vida Maestros is? The average person will tell you exactly the way, similar to what Rashi said in the beginning of the Rashi, Vida Maestros is Maestro Rishon, Maestro Sheni, and Maestro Oni. That's the typical order you would give describing these three things. Mr. Goldberg, I have a Gemara for you. Okay, the typical order a person will give is my serishon, my sasheni, my sani. Yet the drasha, the pasuk, orders it differently. My ser first is my sasheni, then is my serishon, and then is my sani. All right, let's go by it. It's not important. Next, okay. Now we come to the next part of the Mishnah. The following things can be said. Anything of these things can be said. B'chol loshon. Two things so far. Parshas Soita does not need to be said to the Isha in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. Number one, again, Parshas Soita, when the Kohen reads for her the Parshas Soita, the Psukim, the whole procedure, it does not have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, B'chol Lashon. Number two, Vidui Meiser. Vidui Meiser can be said in any language. Number three, Kriyashma. Did you say Kriyashma yet?
I'm going to say Shema when I have a Meir.
Kriyashma. You have to say Kriya Shema. The moment it says a Kavah, Mitz Doraisa. Okay, so it says over here, you have to say Kriya Shema. Can be said in any language you want. Any language you want is the Kriya Shema. Number four, Utfila.
As long as you understand it.
As long as you understand it?
You have to understand
The other language.
The other language. But in Hebrew, you don't have you to have understand to, it.
You don't have to say, okay. So you know the daf already. You learned the whole daf already.
I learned the daf already.
So why'd you come here tonight?
Because I like my Rebbe. I want to be together with my Rebbe.
Yesterday I met a woman, a very, very frum woman, from a very Haredi woman, and she says to me, my favorite Maggid Shir is Shuli Bornstein. I look, what? What are you talking about? She says, what do you think I do every night? I learn with my husband, Daf Yomi. Every night we listen together to the Daf Yomi. I'm not joking. This is no joke. Weiter. V'oymu weiter. The more we say next. Next case number is tefila. Tefila can be said b'chol lashon. Next, u'birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon can be said in any language. Number five, u'shvuas ha'edus. Rashi u'shvuas ha'edus. Number five, number six, shvuas ha'edus. U'shvuas ha'pikadon. Okay, shvuas ha'edus ha'pikadon. What's that? Rashi shvuas ha'edus ha'pikadon. B'chol lashon
she'shvu. Rabbi sign of a reich, or else you can say Rabbi
near Vil Benchen.
Vil Benchen, yeah.
Okay, so that's not okay. That's not what it means. That's all right. Let's go right. Let's proceed over here. Okay, next is Shvuas Ha'edus Shvuas Habikadon. A person is questioned. Does he know testimony about someone? And he says, I do not know anything. And they say, swear. We demand that you take a shavua that you do not know the edus. When they administer the oath, they can administer the oath in any language. Shua sapikah, the person was trusted to guard an object, and he claims the object was lost or was stolen. So ordinarily he has to pay. Let's say it's a shemesh sachar, whatever the case, not all the details, whatever the case, whatever it was, or it's a moed v'miksas, and he needs to make a shavua. And they administer the shvua. It can be administered in any language. B'chol loshon sheshviu v'kofar. And he denies v'loy hoida, and he does not admit chayiv carbon oily words. The halacha over here is a person who goes and he swears falsely, and later he admits that he swore falsely. In addition to paying back what he stole and a chaimish, he has to also bring a special carbon. So let's say Bezdin administered the oath in a language other than Lashon HaKodesh. Is that enough of a trigger to require him to bring a carbon? A carbon is serious business, chulin ba'azara. So it says in our Mishnah that when the Bezdin administers the oath, it does not need to be in Lashon HaKodesh. It can be administered in any language that they want. V'lo ya'amrinu b'lashon zeh hizkiku ha'kasav lo'amrinu b'lashon HaKodesh. All these exact cases. Okay, let's go right now. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. So that was six. That was six cases. Soita, Vidimaiser, Kriyashma, Tfila, Birchas Hamazon, Shuos Eidus, Ushuos Habikadu, not seven. Seven. Okay, I was right the first time. The first time I was right. There's seven cases here in the Mishnah. They can be said in any language. Now, next, the following items must be done specifically Lashon HaKodesh. Number one is Mikra Bikurim. Bikurim, you go to the Mizbeach, Parashas Kisavai. Next, the Chalitza, the Pesuk that we said in Chalitza too. Brochois, Uklolois, Hargrizim, and Harivo. What we did already, that was the first part of the Mishnah. That we're done with. A Soita can be said in any language. Any language. Now, in this case, Brochois, Uklolois, Hargrizim, Harivo. That's the whole daf. Agarita, har grizim and har evil. Kash, what is the Mishnah telling us this? This is no longer relevant anymore. Mashayik varhoya. We're now living in modern times. We're living in modern times. You don't do this anymore. The brachos of har grizim and har evil. So why is the Mishnah telling us that it has to be done with Afghan Loshna Kodesh? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says first, Mikra Bikurim. Now let's see Rashi. Before we go to the Chalosh, we learn Nigmar Mechanech with the Lel Shnichta V'Nista Aleim Kol Mitzvah Diburam V'Ein Tzach Lomer B'Losh Nakodesh Kedach Sibich Hulu. Question: if we have already seven cases where the Gemara is going to Darsh and every single one of them can be said B'Chol Loshon, why can't we learn out all of the other examples that the Mishnah now is about to present from those? If in those seven cases it's good enough to say it in any language, why can't that be a mama a binyanah for everything else? Along comes the Rashi, Mishum Debahani Ksiv Ikuva, because there is a counter pasuk regarding each item we're about to learn right now that demands it be done specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. Number one, Nikra Bikurim Rashi, Shayukara Marami Oyved Ovi at Soif Kola Parsha. Okay, Bikurim has to be said B'davka B'Loshon HaKodesh. Isn't it interesting? You have to say B'davka B'Loshon HaKodesh Arami. Arami, Lavan HaArami, he invented the language of Aramaic. That's the tradition. Lavan HaArami, he invented it. This was his language. So the parasha that talks about Lavan HaArami, who is the one that made up a different language and gets credit, is associated with that language. Yigar so adusa, bedafko lovon, you have to read about, you have to talk about it, b'loshon HaKodesh. Hear the irony? Vaita. Shoyim mimarami oyovi, atzov kol parasha, next, v'chalitza. V'chalitza sivama. Hi oimeres mo'ein yivami. My yavam refuses to marry me. V'huah, when he says, loy chafasti lekachta, I do not want to marry her. V'achar hachalitza, he emerges, she says, kocho ye'ose lo ish, asher lo yivnes beis ochiv, v'ikar yishmoy b'yishol beis chalutz hanoal. Okay, so that pasuk is said, that's the three psukim that are recited. They must be recited b'davka b'loshon HaKodesh. Baruch ha'isu klolos. What are we referring to over here? Sh'amam Yehoshua, v'Yisrael, Behar Grizim uvehar Evil, bedavka b'loshon HaKodesh. Brocha. Now we go weiter in the Mishnah. Next case number four, Bikurim. Let's learn over here. Bikurim, Chalitza, Brocha Tuklolos. Now the Birchas Koyhanim is number four, and then comes Birchas Koyin Gadol, uParsh Samelech, uParsh As Egla Rufa, uMeshuach Mulchama, B'Shosh Shemedaber Elam. Eight. Okay. Eight cases. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says there's seven and eight. I was surely remember that pasuk. What's the pasuk that says seven and eight? Pasuk in Koheles. There's a pasuk that talks about
seven and eight.
Yes, yeah, seven and eight. Can't remember the pasuk. Okay, so this is a good simon. A good simon to remember. We have seven and eight. Let's go right in the Rashi. Rashi over here says, next case is Berachos Kol. Is there already Berachos Kohen Gadol? We have over here Berachos Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim, Berachos Kohen Gadol, B'Yoy Makipurim Acher Avoidas Ayoyim, Shel Lefnai V'Lefnim, Hoyokori B'Toyres Aparsho, B'Varich Shemoyne Berachos Ked Mefarish B'Masnisan, on Yom Makipurim, the Melech would bless the people, give them eight blessings. Next, Uparshas HaMelech, Mefarish B'Sef Pirka, V'Parshas Hakel. Hakel, the Melech would give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Uparshas Eglarufa, Yodenu, Loishavchu Yesodom Azeh, Kaper Al-Yamcho Yisrael. That's what the Zekenim say after they measure. The city that's closest to the Cholol, and then they have to slaughter, decapitate an egla, egla arufa, and they have to then recite the pasuk Yodein leshavchus adam hazeh, parashas meshuch muhama, v'hoya kikor v'chem el hamuhama, and the koyim meshuch muhama says Shema Yisrael, atem krev hayoyim. Okay, that has to be said. Okay, so we learned at least something tonight. At least we learned something. It's kedai to come to learn 7/8 cases. 15 cases. 7 of them must be said, can be said in any language whatsoever, and the other 8 must be said b'lashon hakodesh. Now the Mishnah goes over the details of all of these examples. Mikra bikurim ketzad v'yoniso v'yomarto lefnei Hashem Elokecha u'lahal, what's the makar? The word v'yoniso, you shall raise your voice, u'lahal anu oimer v'yonu halivim v'yamru, and the Levim will raise their voice and they will say, where does it say that pasuk of v'yonu halivim v'yamru? This is by Egla Arufa. This is v'yonu Call Ishul Kol Ram. What's this pasuk? Let's see Rashi. I don't know. I thought I prepared something here today. Obviously not. What does Rashi over here say? Rashi says, "Ulahalun bebrachay suklolus hashal hagrizim lekamam afarish chasam gufa minolon." It says by the parasha of the brachayis uklolus. That's the parasha of the brachas hagrizim harav. Let's go back one step over here. One more time over here. Back to the Mishnah. How do you know when it comes to chalitza? Okay, I skipped here. Bikurim v'yoniso v'yamar kofnei Hashem Elokecha. Period. Ulahal noimer v'anu halivim v'amru. It says the word v'anu halivim v'amru by har grizim and har evil. And the Gemara soon will prove how do we know that by har grizim and har evil, the levim must recite the brachos and the klolos b'lashon hakodesh. Let's assume for now that is a fact, that is a given. By har grizim and har evil, it must be the Lashon HaKodesh. And it says the word v'onu. And it says a similar word by bikurim, v'onisa. Gzeir shava, v'onisa to v'yamru. Just like har grizim and har evil was Lashon HaKodesh, so too, by bikurim, it must be Lashon HaKodesh. Ma lahalan Lashon HaKodesh, afkam Lashon HaKodesh. Chalitza ketzat. It says v'onsa v'yamra. The Isha says, the answer of Yamra, she raised up her voice and she says, "Mo'ein yivam milhakim shem la'achiv." Well, the Halanam says in the pasuk, "V'yanu halim yamru." Same thing, same exact zera shava. Mal halan by har grizim and har eval is blush nakodesh. Afkan blush nakodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the answer of the Omer, she raises her voice and she says, "Kocha ye'osel ish asher lo yivnes beis achiv, v'yikari shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz anual." You don't need to come onto the Gzeir Shava. You don't need the Gzeir Shava. The fact that it says V'onisa V'omera, the word V'omera is superfluous. And the combination of these two words is a drasha that it must be said B'davka the way it's said in the Torah. What does Rashi say? Rashi, Ulahal no Aimer, Ein Etzarech, Lamda B'Gzeir Shava, Shemi'atzma Hilameda, V'onisa V'omera Kocha. The drash is from the word kocha. You hear the vart? It's gvaldig drasha. Shudashal mikra, kocha, who is the subject of the word kocha? Kocha ye oselo ish asher lo yivnes beis achiv. Who is the subject of the word kocha? So shall it be done. So the shudashal mikra, kocha, is describing the yavam who refuses to do yibam, kocha. This procedure of the removal of the shoe and the spitting of the Yavama, kocha, this is what is done to such a person who refuses to do Yibam. That is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The drasha is, take the word kocha, attach it to the word V'onsa V'omera kocha. The word kocha is modifying V'onisa V'omera. She will raise her voice and she will say kocha. Exactly the way it's written in the Torah HaKadosha. Shlomi, hear the word? Kocha, the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the word kocha is describing the Yavam. The Onisa V'yamra, she will raise her voice and she will declare, Kocha. This is what we do to such a person. Such a person who does not want to do the mitzvah of Yibum Kocha. We do this procedure. We spit at him and we remove his shoe. Kocha ye'ose lo'ish asher lo yivnes be'sochif. The Gemara is making a drasha. Forget about the person. Just look at these three consecutive words. Ve'onisa ve'omera kocha. She will raise her voice and she will declare exactly what it says in the Torah in the language that it is written in.
What if he wants to do Yibam?
If he wants to do Yibam, who says she wants to marry him? Who says the rabbis will let him do Yibam? Bizman Azeh, can you do Yibam Bizman Azeh?
Can she turn him down?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely she can turn him down. It happens all the time. Shaduchim. Yeah. Weiter. Okay, v'onsav y'omero kocha. That's the drasha. The drasha is where kocha. The mashma l'kloshna zed toimar. Next. Next piece of the Mishnah. Okay, let's go further. Ad
shetoimar.
Yeah.
Word onsa?
No, the drasha. No. From the word kocha. That's what I just said. V'onsav y'omero kocha. The drasha is from the word kocha.
Is the drasha...
No, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda comes to disagree. That's exactly what it ain't tzarich. That's the machloikis. According to the machloikis, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Go back, look at the last small line in the Mishnah. Chalitza ketzad. The Tanakama says, the makor, that chalitza must be done. Loshna kodesh is v'onisa v'omera. She will raise her voice and she will declare. So we take the word v'onisa and we make a gzeres shava. To har grizim and har evil, ulahalon who oimer by har grizim and har evil, it says vi onu halivim vi omeru, and there by har grizim and har evil, we know as a fact that it refers to Lashon HaKodesh, and it says word onu. Here it says a similar word vi onisa gzereshava. Here also it must be Lashon HaKodesh. Period. Ma lahalon Lashon HaKodesh, avkam Lashon HaKodesh. Period. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, I disagree. I do not need a gezeirah shava to teach me this halacha. We can derive the halacha internally. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the onisa v'omera kocha. The word kocha is the drasha. These three words go together. She has to raise up her voice and declare this sentence exactly the way it is presented in the Torah. Ad she toimar b'lashoyin hazeh. Next, brachos uklolas ketzad kevon sh'avu yisholas hayardein. When they passed the Yarden, uvor they came al har grizim v'al har evil. Shebet Shomroin, where is har grizim har evil in Shomroin? Shebet Sad Shechem. Now over here we're giving you a lot of details exactly where this place is, because don't think there's another place. The Shomroin that is near Shechem. Shebet Eitzel Elonei Moreh. We're giving over here many different identifying simonim to know exactly where the location is. Shenemar Haloi Hema. Be'ever ha'yardein, the other side of the Yarden, u'lahal anoimer, it says elsewhere, v'yavor Avram bo'aretz ad mekoim shechem, ad elon moreh, ma elon moreh ha'omer lahal an shechem, af elon moreh ha'omer kan, it's also shechem. So we make a drasha. It seems that there were different locations that could fit the bill. There are different locations in Eretz Yisrael that you can describe as being on the ever ha'yardein, shechem, or elon moreh. So therefore, we make this drasha that just like by Avraham Avinu, it says the Beferush, there's an Elon Moreh that's near Shechem. So too, when it comes to the Levim, where it says you go to Elon Moreh, there may be multiple Elon Morehs all over the place. You know, there's not only one Lakewood in America. There are many Lakewoods in America. There's a Lakewood in Florida. They have very good lemon juice. Lakewood lemon juice is very, very good. It comes from Lakewood, Florida. There are many places in Eretz that you can call Elon Moreh. The plain of Moreh. So we make a drasha. There's an Elon Moreh that is in the vicinity of Shechem, and which is Be'ever Hayardin. And how do we know? Because of this drasha. It says by Avraham Avinu, it says Elon Moreh that was by Shechem, and it says by the brachos of Har Griz Mar Evil that should take place in Elon Moreh. And we make a Gzereshova, Elon Moreh to Avraham Avinu, and there it was by Shechem. So to make sure that when you make the Brachos Nekolos, it shall be done in the Elon Moreh, and that is in the vicinity of Shechem. Don't be smart and go look at Google Maps and find the different Elon Moreh. Maybe you'll find it somewhere in New Jersey.
Yes, Florida and New York also, near what do you call it? In Orange County.
Orange County?
Yeah.
Okay, there's another one, another Florida in Orange County. Let's go weiter. Next, now we're going through the entire procedure. Shisha Shvatim Olurash Har-Grizim. Six tribes went up to Har-Grizim. Vishisha Shvatim Olurash Har-Evil. Via Koihanim, Via Levim, Aroin Oimdim Lamatabem, said the Koihanim, the Levim, and the Aroin stood. Oimed, Lamatabemsa. Ha Koihanim, Makifim Es Aroin. The Koihanim would surround a Hakofa around the Aroin. The Halavim, they were made a Hakofa Es Hakoihanim. V'chol Yisrael Mikan Umikan. Everyone else, six Shvatim here, six Shvatim there, on the two mountains. Shenemar, V'chol Yisrael Uzikainov. V'shoytrov, v'shoyftov, oimdim mizeh u'mizeh la'aroin, it says in Yoshua. Next, what happened next? Hofhu klapi har grizim. The kohanim, they turned to har grizim, ufoschu bibrocha, and they began the first of the 11 brachas. Baruch ho'ish asher lo yaseh pesel masecha, ve'elu ve'elu oinin amen. Everyone in Klal Yisrael answered amen on both sides of the mountain. Hofhu p'nim klapi har evil. Ufaschu, and they began beklal oror ha'ish. Oror ha'ish asher yase fesl masecha v'eilu v'il oinim amim. Ad shegoymin brochais uklolas. The achar kach, afterwards, heviu esu avonim, they brought stones. Uvonu es hamizbeach, they built the mizbeach in the center. Useduhu besid, they smeared it with lime. The chos v'olav is called divrei ha'Torah, the entire Torah b'shivim lashon shenemar be'er heitev. It should be very well understood. Be'er heitev. We make this drasha. We first shiv lashon. The nadlu es chavam. They then took the stones uvahu, and they went v'lanu b'mukayimon, and they put the stones in their set place in Gilgal. They put it. Where did they take the stones? The stones were not put there. It says. The stones were brought to Gilgal. Where did the Aron reside? The Aron resided in Gilgal for the first 14 years. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Maschil, it says, V'onsa V'omra Koch, we did already. Sheba Shoimrim, Eitzel Shoimrim, Lamata Boemsa, Bein Shnei Harim, they had the Aron, the Koihan, the Limur in the center, between the two mountains, Mikan Mikan, Al Harim. The six tribes went to one mountain, six tribes went on the other mountain, Hafchu Halavim. Okay, did not say this in the Mishnah. It did not say this in the Mishnah. Rashi is coming to it. Who's the one that turned their faces? It says in Rashi, only the Levim. What about the Kohanim? It says the Kohanim surrounded the Oren, and the Levim surrounded the Kohanim. And the Levim, it says, they turned their face. Klavi har grizim, ufoschu bebrocha. Kol ho'arurim ho'yu oimrim t'chil b'loshen brocha. Look in the Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say Baruch Ho'ish Asher Lo Yaseh Pesel Masecha? It only says the Klolos Orur, Orur, only the Arurim. So how do you know this? I have a drasha. All of the Arurim were first recited B'Loshon Berocha. They were reversed. Elu V'Elu, who are the Elu V'Elu? The entire Klal Yisrael. Sheba HaGrizim V'Veshav Sheba HaEvel. V'Haydech Sevi Elu Yamdu L'Varechas L'Varech Lo Shohayu HaShvatim V'Varechim L'Klalim. It doesn't mean that the Shvatim gave a bracha and they gave a klala. It doesn't mean that even though it seems to say in the past that the following will stand to bless, the Pshuta Shel Mikra is more mashma that the
there
people...
There are no klalas, only brachas, huh?
What? No, the pasuk was written b'loshon klala. This is not the Teichacha. This is a separate thing. This is a separate thing that when they came into Eretz Yisrael after they crossed the Yarden, they were required to go through this procedure we just learned in the Mishnah. They stood on the mountain. The entire Klal Yisrael stood in this location. Six Shvatim stood on one mountain. Six Shvatim on another mountain. In the center was the Aron, the Kohanim, and the Levim, and they recited 11 blessings and 11 curses. The 11 blessings and curses paralleled one another. It's exactly the same thing. One was, you should be anyone that does not do these terrible averos shall be blessed, and then the others, the next 11 will be cursed. Yeah. Now these are specifically these 11. Now you'll ask why Dafka these.
The Chassid
went to a shir. Sunday night he goes to a real shir.
A real shir.
A real shir.
It's a make believe shir.
To a degree it is. Yeah. I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
I thought this was the best share in Brooklyn.
Obviously not. Do you know that Shirley Borenstein was in the Borough Park last week? And there were about 800 people in attendance at his share. Shlomi, did you go?
No, it was Stefanski.
Stefanski. Did you go? You try to do that. You just try. Here I am. Hineni. Get 800 people to show up for a share. Pretty good.
Yeah. How do they fit them into?
No food, and no money. No one's getting money.
It was a nace.
Like the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. It was a nace. Vaida. They stood on this mountain. There were 22 utterances. 12. 11 brachos, 11 kolos, and they parallel one another. Then, now the next part is the more complicated. After they did this, the Mishnah says they went and they took stones. After they did this, they brought avonim and they built es hamizbeach. This is a little complicated over here. They didn't just bring stones. Okay, this is complicated. They took the stones and they set up the stones as a mizbeach. Usedu besid. They smeared it with lime. You need to do that in order that you can write on it, because you can't write on stone. You need some type of surface where you can write. The chosvo love is called divrei Torah b'shivim lashon shnei b'ber heitev, and then it says they basically disassembled the mizbeach. The mizbeach was taken apart. The nadlu es ha'avonim, and they took the mizbeach and they brought the mizbeach to Gilgal. The Mizbeach did not remain there permanently in between Har Gerizim and Har Evel. It was, the stones were set up as a Mizbeach. They wrote on the Mizbeach the Torah in 70 languages. They then took this Mizbeach and they took it apart back into stones, and they transported it to Gilgal, and they reassembled it in Gilgal. Okay, this is a complicated procedure. The Nodlu Eswavonim, Rashi makes it very clear because it's very confusing. We don't look at a Mizbeach as a tablet. The Mizbeach, we typically look at a Mizbeach as a place where you bring sacrifices. But that's not what it says here. They brought stones and they put them together and they made a Mizbeach. Not to offer sacrifice upon the Mizbeach, but to create a surface area where they can smear with lime so they can etch the entire Torah in 70 languages. And then they took this Mizbeach and disassembled it, transported it to Gilgal, and reassembled it there. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Such was the Mizbeach. Oh, I made a mistake. They did offer sacrifices. I made a mistake. Look what it says here. V'nolu es ravonim, sosru es ha-mizbeach, la'achar she'elu ho'oilus v'yashlam gilusiv ho'oilus, V'halisa olav oilas. Very, very fascinating. You ever appreciate this? They have a mizbeach, and on the mizbeach they wrote Kol HaTorah Kul in 70 languages, and they brought korbanos on this mizbeach. Where do you ever have a makar for this? Where do you ever have a makar to go and you have a mizbeach with writing on it?
Was it the Aseret HaDibros, or was the whole Torah?
The Aseret HaDibros, you don't go offer korbanos on the Aseret HaDibros. This never knew this. It was kedai to come tonight just to learn this. It's such a zach. Is you have a mizbeach, and on the mizbeach is written Kol HaTorah Kul in 70 languages. In 70 languages. And then they offered sacrifices on this mizbeach, which means they brought blood and they burnt korbanos. Oilos were burnt on the Mizbeach. Aren't you afraid you're going to burn korbanos on the Mizbeach, that the writing that's on the walls of the Mizbeach is going to get ruined?
How big was this Mizbeach?
Obviously, it was big enough that you could write on the Mizbeach the entire Torah in 70 languages.
70 languages.
So let's just remember this. They brought stones, they assembled them, made a Mizbeach, which means it was perfectly square. The halacha of Mizbeach must be perfectly square with corners.
Maybe they edged it in.
Fine, you think they etched. They sit and they wrote on the, and after they wrote on the Mizbeach Kol HaTorah Kulo, they offered sacrifices. And then they disassembled it and reassembled it in Gilgal.
Okay, let's say you unroll a Sefer Torah, you know, all the way like from this wall.
Gilgal. Rashi says Gilgal. Gilgal. This is from Yoshua. Kibush v'chiluk. The Arn was located in Gilgal. Shiloh was later. Shiloh was 369 years. According to most of the Farshim, Shiloh is associated with Vayihi Bimei HaShoftim. The Tekuf of the Shoftim.
All the Klafim, they're connected to each other. Unroll the Sefer Torah like from this wall all the way to that wall.
Yeah.
Would it reach that wall, do you think?
I don't know. What difference does it make? I don't know.
Because you're talking about,
a Sefer Torah today has 245 columns. A Sefer Torah today, the standard, Rabbi Pinkus told this to me, has 245 columns, a Sefer Torah. 245. And there are some now who write 248. There's another standard that some people write 248. And there are two different types of Sefer Torah you can buy, either 245 or 248. And but this is the Mizbech fine. And then with
Barry, 248 klafim.
There's about five columns per urea per piece of parchment. Each piece of parchment is about five columns.
Oh, like you have one column here.
Right, there's one column. Okay, let's go further. So they brought over here the services. This was the process. And then over here, the next shash, the next page over here is Valun Mukamam. Valun means they lodged in this place, which means Beves Milaynam, in their hotel. Where was the hotel for Klal Yisrael, the place where the Shina was resting permanently? And where was that? That was in Gilgal. The first 14 years that Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan was located in Gilgal. Afterwards, it went to Shiloh for 369 years. Gilgal was the era of Yehoshua. Shiloh was the era of the Shoftim. After that, it was in Noiv when Shiloh was destroyed in the time of Eli HaKoyen and his two sons, Chofni and Finchas, because of corruption. The Aron was then taken to Noiv. And after Noiv was destroyed by Shaul HaMelech, he killed everyone in Noiv because he suspected that they were helping David rebel against his Malchus. So he killed them all. He killed out the whole city of Noiv. The army then went to Givon. It was Noiv and Givon for a grand total of 57 years. And then it went to Kiryas Yearim. And from there it went another place or two until it went eventually to Ir David. And then Ir David, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash and went to the Bayis Rishon, which was there for 410 years, and then the Bayis Sheni, 420 years, and now it's now awaiting its eighth home. So the Mishkan was in a grand total, the Shechina was in a grand total of how many locations? Seven locations. It was first in the Midbar for 40 years, 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years in Shiloh, a grand total of 57 years of Noiv Givon, 410 in the Bayis Rishon, 420 in the Bayis Sheni. These are the seven locations, the seven Mikdashas. These seven Mikdashas, the Merum is in Moshe Rabbeinu, the Milum, on the 23rd day of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu, he assembled the Mishkan and he took it apart. He put it up and took it down 7 days in a row. And Vayihi, Bayoyim HaShmini, he put it up for the very last time and he never took it down. That's when Aaron HaKohen took over the Kuna. And that is Merames, that the Shechina will rest in eight places on this world. The first seven are only going to be temporary. And that's when Moshe put it together and then he took it apart. But Vayihi Bayom HaShmini is that the Shechina remained there permanently. Moshe did not take it down. And that is Merames on the Bayis Shlishi Sheyivana B'mher V'yameinu Amen. So we have a grand total of...
Somebody asked a question. Moshe Rabbeinu took down the Mishkan every day, right? There also was a command to Aaron and his sons, they shouldn't leave the Mishkan. Where did they sleep at night?
I don't know. I don't know. Tents around. This is...
They couldn't leave the Mishkan.
I hear. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so this over here is describing also the Mizbeach of Gilgal, which is number two. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara for a few minutes. Parsha Soita Minog. How do you know that Parsha Soita can be recited in any language that you wish? The Omar HaKoyin Lishod, it says the word V'Omar HaKoyin. What's the Joshua of HaKoyin? The word V'Omar is mashma, to say whatever you want to say. That's what it's mashma. The word V'Omar, there's no mute. Just say it. V'Omar Elohisha B'Choloshoin. The Gemara doesn't really elaborate upon this. It just means any language. I guess the word V'Omar is extra. V'Omar HaKoyin Lishod B'Choloshoin Shu Oimer. Any language that he says. I don't really know the Joshua more than that. Obviously, the word Oimer, there's something about the way the pasuk is written which indicates that the Kohen can say this in any language he wants. Tana Rabbana, Mashmin Oisa B'chol Lashon Shishemas. And as a beautiful Gemara, the Gemara over here tells a whole number of items. Number one is, you say it to the woman in any language which she understands. Number two, Almahi Shoisa. Number three, you tell the woman, why is she drinking? Number three, Uvamehi Shoisa, how will she drink? And number four, Alma Nitmes. Number five, Almahi Uvamehi Nitmes. Now, what do all of those expressions mean in detail? The Gemara explains. The Gemara goes over these one at a time. Almahi Shoisa.
What did
he want them to do that? Okay, there. Now we review them one at a time. It says here, number one was Almahi Shoisa. Why is she drinking? So we explained to her, Al Iske Kinoi Ustira. The reason why she is drinking is because she's in violation of the warning, and she was warned not to do this and she did not listen. Next, number two, Uva Mo Hi Shoisa. You tell her in what type of utensil she drinks from. Bimikido Shel Cheres. In a basin of earthenware, something disgusting, a type of utensil that you give to animals, feeding trough. The feeding trough for the animal is made from something that is disgusting, because who cares? Animals don't need to eat from gold utensils. This woman has behaved like an animal, and therefore you tell her that when you drink this water, because you are in violation of the warning, the kini and the stira, you're going to drink it from a utensil that is like an animal. Next, Alma Nitmes, Al Isre Sechoik V'Yalbus. Why are you Tmeya? Why are you right now in the matzav of being Tmeya to your husband? And also Labal, also Laboil, in the case of husband dies, because you behaved with lightheadedness and Yalbus, immaturity. This is a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara is saying something you should not ordinarily know. You would say, you know, if not for this Gemara, you would say to the woman, what do you want from the woman? Taiva. Yeah, people that are very mature, are very smart, they're adults, and they're nichshol, the Yetzirah gets to them. The Gemara here says that she behaved with sechoik and yaldos, immaturity. It's an amazing shul Gemara. The guilt of the Isha is your behavior. It's not just taiva that the Yetzirah got the better of you. It's an act of immaturity. Oh, we have to stop now. Thank you for coming.
I get my phone call during Baruch.
Baruch Adonai Hamvarach, Yehovah Amvarach.